Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Spam.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm trying to talk about something very important here.
Can you elaborate on that?
No, I am eagerly anticipating.
Spam. Spiritual people always move closer to God.
Wow.
And when you think about spam in general, because normally that's something that I threw out to my backyard for my dog.
He wouldn't even touch it.
Who licks his feet.
And
he pushed.
Yes.
He pushed a block of spam around. He wouldn't even put his teeth or his tongue near it or his lips. And I'm going to tell you where he's had his lips, where he's had his teeth and his tongue.
Thank you, Sparrows.
And
it looks back at you being like, what are you giving me?
I know. He pushed it around the yard like a block of, I mean, he wouldn't even play with it. What's in spam, right?
Nothing good.
Don't read the label.
Yeah. Speaking of that, and what did you want to share about spam? You said?
Eagerly anticipating.
It's a delicacy in Hawaii, by the way.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
You can actually fry it. It's supposed to be pretty good.
Probably put a pineapple on top of it with a cherry.
They do it all kinds of ways.
Yes, they do.
It's a man. He likes steak. I'm serious.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Look it up.
How many times have you been to Hawaii?
Not once. But I've seen a special.
Not in the limousine. Shocking.
Oh, you believe everything you see on TV?
I saw them eating it.
I've got proof.
I got evidence.
I've got proof.
That's why, you know, being overweight is not just an American problem. It's all 50 states.
All 50.
The Hawaii actually has an issue. Mm-hmm. They put like fried eggs on top of everything.
On top of the spam.
On top of the spam with the cherries.
So what was the thing you were talking about, spam?
Well, spam, yes. Oh man, college life. Living off of spam.
Life.
Yeah. You just think about it, it's just like sometimes spam is those delicacy moments.
It's pretty expensive, though, isn't it?
It can be. I mean, it's canned goods.
You can make it last.
The good thing is, too, is there's no expiration date on it. So if
I guess you couldn't run good.
No, I mean, you can kind of like reach back far in that cupboard, and you're like,
it normally is far back in the back.
And you kind of go back a little
moment
bit
when you bought it. You're like, what was I thinking? You know, just leave it back there. You know, maybe salmon will come. We'll pull it out.
Like, it doesn't expire for another 74 years. I guess it's still good.
Right. What is the lifespan of a can of spam?
A long time.
I don't know. So what were you saying?
No, I just you know, just thinking about what you're saying as far as, you know, spiritual people always move closer to God.
Bam.
It makes me think about, too, you know, we said before, it's just like when we're united with God, if we're in his spirit, we're going to be drawn to him. Because there's so many other things that we can unite in the world. If we're going to be united with anything, we have to make that one choice and say, okay, I miss all of this. I'm going to say no to all of that so I can unite myself with God. And if you've got other people that are going to be united in that same way and make that same choice to go with God, they're going to be united themselves closer to each other because they're uniting around the one same thing, around God.
Not spam.
No, not spam.
But they move closer to God.
Yes.
I mean, to be spirit-led, those who are led by the Spirit are sons of God. God's called us to be. If you hear the verse quoted about, you know, that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, which is true, and that, you know, what we couldn't do because we were sin and because of our sin nature, not we were sin, but we had sin nature. God did and dealt with our sin nature once and for all. And then he goes on. Everybody just stops there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they build huge, you know, religious institutions off that, but they just don't go to the next sentence.
Mm-hmm.
For those who were led by the Spirit.
You know,
it's like, they just stop. Probably like, woo! And it's like, oh, so I need to actually spam. Mm-hmm. If I'm a spiritual person, I'm always moving closer to God. I'm following God. I'm actually hearing what God says. I mean, true people who are following God's Spirit. If your spirit is following God's Spirit, you're moving closer to God. You're led by the Spirit, which makes you think about the next part and those who don't follow the Spirit, live a life that's contrary to God, and it doesn't work out good for them. And it's like, oh my goodness, it's like, it's so you know, if you read all Romans chapter 7, you know, Paul's struggling with the reality of our sin nature, and he says, you know, Jesus is the answer to, he's the answer to the sin. He solved the sin problem on the cross. Then he comes on, he says, but there's some sort of obligation he talks about in Romans chapter 8 that we have as an obligation, not to our sinful nature, but to the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And how many people treat the gospel the way people treat, as we were jokingly talking about, the meat spam.
Mm-hmm.
They don't bite it. They don't taste it. They just push it around for 15 minutes on Sunday. Or they, you know, 81%, according to George Barna, don't even open the can of spam. They don't even open their Bibles. You know, you think about it, as funny as it was when we were talking about spam and how repulsed even a dog was from it, how the dog even repelled spam, how many people who call themselves a Christian, a Christ follower, a disciple of Jesus Christ, one who knows and follows his teachings, push God's Bible away the way somebody does a can of spam.
Huh.
You don't put your teeth into it. You don't taste it. You don't understand that the Lord says, taste and see that he's good. You just go, you know, that, I don't know. And you have this religious perspective of God. Why God loves you, gave his son for you, wants to redeem you, but you have a choice. Am I going to sink my teeth into this gospel? Am I going to begin to eat and taste and see the Lord is good? Mm-hmm. He says, my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you know, you got to quit treating me like a can of spam here. I mean, if you really want, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You can't be saved. We're kind of being humorous about spam, but think about how many people treat God, treat the gospel, treat fellowship, treat his word the way people treat spam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it, isn't it? You think about that.
Yeah, and it's huge. I think about that because, you know, when I think about, you know, there was moments when I've had spam, but it's like when you look back on it, you just kind of get that cringe of just like, I'm not really looking forward to that.
Right.
And it's like I've seen that cringe on somebody's face when you bring up Jesus, and it's just like, but you were just saying Jesus a moment ago.
Right.
But now we want to talk about the word. We want to talk about the meat.
I didn't want to eat it.
Are you cringing
now? Leave Jesus in the can.
Yeah. Right.
You have to leave him in the can.
Yeah, it's like then they're like, No, I want to talk about it. Don't open the can.
Right.
I don't want to get into it.
I'll put it on my shelf.
I like looking at it.
I'll put it in my pantry.
Yeah.
I'll throw it on my coffee table.
Oh, my goodness.
But I will not open it.
How many cans are sitting in cupboards on eating?
That's right.
Wow.
Even big, big, huge cans of spam sitting on coffee tables.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
And the difference in spam, because I can't tell you, you know, I'm not a dietitian, and I don't even want to read what's in it, so it could be good or bad. That's kind of people's response to it, although it is a delicacy, I know, in Europe as well. I don't know about Hawaii, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, I'm sure you Googled it well. No,
he has proof.
He has proof. That, I mean, how many people, because you look at a can of spam, the unique thing about a can of spam is that it's self-contained. It has a key.
Mm.
And you, all by yourself, you don't need a can opener. You can take that key. If you choose to say, okay, I'm going to look at the contents of what's in this can. I'm going to bravely begin to open this content, and I'm going to look inside this can. What's inside this can? And there's a key. There's a little key that's like on the bottom or something. You take it off. There's a little thin piece of metal on the side of it, and you got to put the little flap in this little key with a slice, and you start just cranking it open. I mean, you have the way they designed this can of spam, that if it's you in the wilderness with a can of spam, they've empowered you
right
to be able to single-handedly rip open a metal can and eat its contents because they've given you the key. Without a key, I don't know if you ever tried to open one in the past without a key.
No.
Key gets broke off and you can't find it because you left it in the pantry 50 years, so you have no key. It doesn't work, you know. Pliers, and you just got to rip it. Anyway, so they give you a key. And so all by yourself, if you choose to eat this can of spam, you choose to draw near to God because spiritual people always move closer to God, spam, that you can open it. Just pull the key. Put it in the metal flap and just start spinning it and twisting it. And as you do, more and more of what's in that can gets closer and closer to you being able to eat it, to taste it, to see how good it is. And eventually you have to take the whole thing all the way off and you peel the top back, and this big hunk of something is in the can, and you're able to take it and taste it and see. Mm-hmm. But how many people's like, it's just too much effort, it's too much energy. Because the reason why the can of God's word in that analogy, the Bible, that it doesn't mean that much to you right now, and you don't even know where to start. It just seems like just almost like that can of spam, is because you don't have the key.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got, I mean, prior to you having the key, you don't even know how to open. Do I start in Genesis? Do I start in Revelation? I'm going to do all the scary parts, you know, because that's part of the things that somebody told me about, you know, the Nephilims and all that. Or, you know, I need a key. If I could have a key in the wilderness with a can of spam and open it, if I have the key to the Bible, I'm going to be able to open this thing in a way that's going to mean something to me. Without the key, though, I can't really access it. Even though I can open it, it's not going to be the same. I got to have the key. What is the key to understanding this? A map has a key. Mm-hmm. Called a legend. I mean, a map means nothing if you don't know how long a mile is, how big the city is, what's mm-hmm. the name of the road. I mean, you got to have a key. What's north? What's south? And you need a key to be able to make sense of the Bible, to be able to truly open it up so that spiritual people you can join will draw near to God. You could draw near to God too. And the key is Jesus Christ. The key is Jesus Christ. You see, the word in the beginning, this is the key. And he talks about it in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. And he says, and the word became a key. The word became flesh and dwelt amongst men. And he walked around in every way. Jesus walked around in every way, just like we are. In other words, he experienced all the turmoil, all the temptation, all the pain, all these different encounters. But the thing about it was, the reason why he's the key is he never, never sinned. He never did anything contrary to what the Father wanted. If he did, he wouldn't be a key. There wouldn't be a key. But because he did that, I mean, you can imagine what a key looks like, especially a key for a can of spam. But you look at the cross. I mean, the cross, you can take what Jesus did on the cross, and if you trust and put your full trust in what Jesus did, his death, burial, and resurrection, his death on the cross of Christ, where he paid the price for our sin, for your sin. If you do that, you take that cross and you touch it to the Bible by faith, and you begin to realize, I can read this because I've made Jesus the Lord of my life. This word will open up to me. I will be like all spiritual people, and I will move closer to God because now I have the key. The key is knowing Jesus Christ, because the word is Jesus. He is the word. He was made flesh. The word is living. It's active. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates to the dividing of my thought and intent and attitudes and all these different things. It lets me know everything that I need to know. Man, I can really taste and see. If I open this thing up and quit treating it like a can of spam and treat it like it truly is, Jesus' flesh is real meat, his blood is real drink, that you can taste the word of God, meditate, and just let it just kind of savor in your mouth and feel that spiritual saliva begin to come, and all of a sudden going down in your spirit, and all of a sudden you'll just be alive in Christ, and all of a sudden you too will understand spam. The spiritual people always move closer to God. My goodness, who would have ever thought that now when you look at a can of spam, you're going to start thinking about that Bible that's been sitting on your end table with the family genealogy in it, and you're going to look at it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to think, we don't open the can of spam quite often,
mm-hmm.
even though it's a delicacy where?
In Hawaii. They still eat it.
What was the other factoid?
Factoid.
It was a wartime ration during World War II.
It lasted, I bet.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing will last a good week in the war.
We
have
termed it factoids.
United Kingdom still
Patoids.
Patoids.
Well, also, too, in the scripture that says, you know, he that's full, right?
Yeah. He's thinking about it.
He went to school for this.
That scripture He never told us his That scripture has left me at this moment. But if you think about it, it's in
he that is full loaves honey?
Something like that.
Okay.
But in Proverbs, it talks about it. It's just like, even him that's hungry, what is bitter tastes sweet. Because you think about it, and it's just like, if you brought a can of Spam to someone who is, you know, about to die, is hungry.
That's when I open my can.
They're not, they're not going to look at that can of Spam and be like, how many calories are in that? You know, it's just like, well, does that make up
For Pat, he will.
Pat,
he's eating it. Yes. Big Mac.
Yes. But you think about it, it's just like, if we're really hungry, we're going to break open that key. Okay. He's all right. But you think about it, we're going to break open that key, and we're going to dig into that meat because we're that hungry. And it's just like,
you don't have to dig in it. It just kind of sits there. You can kind of slice kinda it off like cheese.
But you think about it. In Matthew, Jesus says, blessed is he who's poor in spirit. Because when we understand how wealthy Jesus is in the spirit, and it's just like how much that we desire to be with him, like, oh my goodness, I so desperately need him. We want to spend time with him. A hungry person knows how much they need food. When you put food in front of somebody that's hungry, they know this is so good. And it's the same thing when we know the fact of just like, I need Jesus. We want to break into that word of God and just spend time with him. And it's just like, how powerful is that when we truly understand that we can dig into him as much as we want? We have the key.
That's right.
It's exactly it. And as a matter of fact, I have the ingredients now for Spam, just in case you want to know.
Oh, wow.
It is, how many servings per can does it say?
Six
servings. Six?
Who would have thought?
It actually stands for spiced ham. That's what the abbreviation.
Spiced.
In case you wanted to know.
Spiced ham.
Factoid.
Spiced ham.
Factoid. Anyway. But it's six servings per can. It's only 180 calories per slice. I thought it was like 35 servings. You know, you just kind of take a little piece off and go, what was I thinking? You put it in some tupper.
Trash.
And you don't throw it out at the dog, believe me. The dog's, you think, okay, I'll just reward him with this big hunk of Spam.
Right.
That's like $400, dog. Eat it. You know what I'm saying? You push it around. I was thinking, what have I been eating?
You spent $400 on Spam?
I mean, well, you know, give or take $100. And it's per slice now, it's 2 ounces is a serving, I guess, whatever that is. We're Americans. We don't know what 2 ounces is. Everything's
pretty small.
Put me another scoop
on there, right?
And 16 grams of fat. Oof. 16 grams of fat.
Out of 2 ounces. That's huge.
Six grams of saturated fat. Pat, you can explain this to us because we don't.
It's a lot.
790 milligrams of sodium. You could just rub that on your ham.
That's a third of
it. It would save it.
Your daily intake of what you should have.
But you could buy a can of Spam, and if your other food's not preserved, you could just rub the Spam on the other food. If it's got 790 grams of salt, you know, sodium, that's huge. Mm-hmm. So it could be a preservative. You could just take the Spam and just rub it onto your chicken. Or I'm just telling you what. I'm trying to figure what would you want to preserve? We're waiting for Steve to come back here. I'm sorry. Don't piss mute now. They won't know what you're doing. Anyway, so.
He's crying.
Yeah. And there is, good to know, there's only, there's 7 grams of protein. So there's something in there.
Mm. Yeah.
And there's no sugar. So those that are on the sugar diet, you know, all the Spam you won't do, right? And there's no fiber, so you're going to need to take something afterwards. So we'll move on.
A lot.
You know what I'm saying? A company, you know, give it a train ride on through. Anyway, so I mean, think about this, that, I mean, if you look at their Spam website, by the way, this is amazing. They actually have it in sandwiches. They have it in eggs. They have it in some croissant-looking thing. They have it in little Western egg rolls, Spam. Look at that. Everything in my... We are missing something here. We have been looking at Spam the wrong way.
I have never considered Spam a health alternative.
Oh, wow.
If you're trying to cut sugar out or tofu, if you like, think about this, if just like what you're saying, if you're wanting to apply Spam to your chicken, if you're out of salt, you can reach for the Spam. I never would have thought about that.
Just rub it on your food. You don't even have to eat it. It's 900 something grams. You can even have sushi Spam. I'm saying burger. I have a sushi Spam.
Buffalo Spam burger.
A buffalo Spam burger.
Wow.
You can have Spam wrapped in rice with some seaweed around it. You can have Spam over your eggs with slices of orange. Oh, you run some toast there, right? You put cheese and spam on your bread. Oh, shish kebab, spam kebabs.
Oh my god!
You know, you can have spam kebabs, and have you can have spam. Okay, but the ultimate, I guess, is the
spam turnover.
It's a spam. Oh, spam turnover.
Wow, with icing.
A little icing.
Lovely.
That's, you got a little protein. You got about 900 something grams of salt in that little turnover thing.
I don't think I've ever had this much exposure to spam in one day.
Well,
this is
spam and noodles.
This is a lot to take in at one time.
You can have spam and noodles. You know, you can mix
spam teriyaki.
If you're eating spam, you can take spam with your ramen noodles. That's two. I mean, you can have like, it's like having a turkey and dressing for a college student.
Yeah.
You know, budgetary speaking, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
Yes.
And you probably won't feel good after that. And they have that Crisco.
Like, spam.
Crisco.
Musubi.
I got to put my glasses on. Oh, spam dessert. Is that dessert? Oh, jalapeno, Patrick.
Chili rellenos.
Yeah, on chili. Spam on a chili. That would probably do good because you couldn't taste the spam. It would just burn your mouth. Oh, look at that. Looks like your protein bar.
Four like stars.
No, that's your strawberry pie.
That was just the septic company. Okay, the... Oh, you can have like a grilled cheese, egg, and spam sandwich.
The muffin. There you go. There's your... See? The eggs and the spam. The only thing they're missing right there is a little cherry on top.
You can have spam burritos. Get spam burritos going on. Spam tacos. We have been... I'm going to pull my can of spam out, man.
We have been missing
out.
Like I said, I did not see the different...
To my repertoire.
What is that? Is that like a... What is that? I don't know what that is. Oh, you got pizza?
I'm kind of concerned about that.
You got spam pizza? You got spam wrapped in bacon. Boy, that's really just cardio all the way, isn't it?
You know, cardiac arrest.
I might as well just wrap myself in bacon here. You have spammy Cristo Minas. That pie with spam.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, more spam tacos. And we're going to make this available. If you want
to
know.
You've got to see this.
I know
this
you're just thinking,
related.
Like, I've got to see this.
You've got to see this.
We're looking at, you know, spam side dishes. And coming soon.
Oh,
they have
wait.
Some plates coming soon, some ideas and some concepts.
Oh, I think that right there, the cool cucumber, that is the first one that has been 2 stars. Everything has been 4 stars or 5.
We have to go back because I haven't been counting stars. You've been countless. It's amazing how good
it is. Amazing. I mean, these are getting positive 4 stars out of 5.
You've got to check this out. And don't forget this. We want to make sure that you remember that spam, spiritual people always move closer to God. Don't believe the religious, because wide is the road that leads to, I don't know, beef.
destruction,
but narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few that find it. But people who truly are spirit led by the Son of God, God's Spirit, are sons of God, and we're following what God's Spirit wants in our life. We had a little fun with spam. Yeah, we'll make that available to you. But still, realize if you're not drawing closer to God, there is no single staying place. You have to begin to continue to move forward. God's always moving. Don't forget, spam. Open your Bible up. Spiritual people always move closer to God. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll